your dream.
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese, your host here at Tan Talk Studios in-house. And remember to like us on Facebook with Hollywood Connections. I want to welcome, we have a full house today. Peter, what do you think of today?
It's a little bit hectic here. I guess you can hear the phone.
I'm sorry. But we have our beautiful co-host, Miss Diva Florida.
Miss Florida Diva.
Yvonne.
Hi.
Good. What do you think of today in the house?
It's very exciting already. I don't know what to think of it.
Well, tell our listeners who you see out there.
Oh, I see the Ghostbusters.
We have ghosts here.
I see an up-and-coming boxer, that's Malik. Right. And I see, the producer, I see you, Dawn Reese.
Aw, and we have our beautiful Brianna here. How are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Brianna.
How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. Have you been on the radio before?
No. Oh.
This is your first time?
Yeah.
Oh, we need a hand clap for the first time. I know. We're going to have to get that here. I know he's getting our guest all lined up on the phone, so we're really excited. We have a hand clap first time, Peter, here in the studio. How old are you?
12.
And tell everybody, you're one of my title holders.
I'm Miss Clearwater, Florida, 2015.
Right, and 16. And we have a new title coming for 16 for her. And you had some fun with us.
Yeah.
We ended up going to different events. You met celebrities. The red carpet with Alexa models.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of that?
Did you
get
a handshake?
Yeah, that was for you.
That was for you.
Thank you.
What would you like to tell your family and friends out there? I know they're all in Chicago that's on the internet. What would you like to say?
Hi, I miss you all. Hope you are all doing good.
It's a wave to him. Okay, so in the meantime, before we start the show, we have a very busy show. And I know, do we have anybody on the line yet, Peter? Are we good?
Yeah, we got Dora on the line here.
Good, we have Dora. Thank you. Hi, Dora.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Thank you for being so patient, being our first guest today on Hollywood Connections. I want to introduce Dora. She was a friend, actually from a friend, from Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best. We have to get Lauren on the show in the future. And Lauren had connected me with Dora, and she told me that Dora was an actress, and she was in my favorite movie, Best Friends with Burt Reynolds. And Dora, you have an extensive list of acting experience. Wow. My first question to you is, how did you get your first agent?
Oh, wow. Would you believe my first agent, aside from when I graduated from Barbizon, that they knew that I had gotten into the modeling because I was interested in acting. And a few years after I graduated, the first movie that ever came into Florida, that was in Broward County, was the movie Lenny with Dustin Hoffman. Joan Christine, who was the director at the time, recalled that and contacted my parents. I was 17 and a half, and they had requested for me to be on the set at 6 in the morning. And then after the ball kept rolling, because I had already been working on a live TV show. It was a dating show in a local TV channel. Channel 51 called Akasan Setoka. Right when I was going through my divorce, I decided to spend 2 weeks in LA, and I went to the union and got a listing of union agents and hit the payment. And then there was a lady named Carol Brewster from Garrettson International who was really excited about me. And I got very lucky because back then there was a catch-22. You had to be in the union in order to get a union agent. You couldn't get a union agent unless you had already been in a talking part in a film. And they couldn't put you in a talking part of the film unless you had a union agent.
Right.
But, yeah, so I got lucky. Carol signed me up, and that was my first, real serious agent.
Wow. Okay. Now, I know Yvonne has a question for you. We have a couple in-house questions for you, Dora.
Yes. What are you working on now? Are you on a set anyplace?
Actually, no. Right now, I haven't been on a set in a while. Ever since I moved to Orlando, I have been working on some projects that have been on hold. It's something that I wrote specifically for television. I have a whole pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
One which is called Expert Advice, and I've had a few people wanting to go in on this with me since, over a year ago, but I still haven't gone forward with it. I have been working for Barbizon while I've been trying to pull these projects.
Well, let me jump in before, because I know we have our new co-host here as well, or Brianna, our teen reporter. And I had actually got you the opportunity with Barbizon since I work there, mm-hmm. and I hire team leaders. And it's so funny, I'm hiring all my friends around the U.S., which they love it. Mm-hmm. And so far, what did you think of Barbizon, that opportunity?
Well, I thought that it was incredible because when I was just a teenager and I was in junior high, and I was top in my class, and they had recalled that everything I said that I was modeling. I was already modeling for the presentation of the TV awards in Spanish, and that I wanted to go forward and go into acting. So when a couple years after I graduated, they had called me in the middle of the night, I thought that was tremendous. And then I gotta say that I was already on a local dating show, like I said before, but the fact that they remembered that I wanted to do film was extraordinary. And I've lived my life on and off with them, and as far as the answer to the lady, I've had my project looked at by a couple of people, one that has a show in Orlando that deals with, actually not Orlando, let me take that back, Naples, Florida, that deals with the luxury real estate in Naples, that is interested in coming in and, being part of the production for this show. It's just that I have a lot of people that I've been waiting on.
Right. Also, Dora, I know we also have another question for you from Brianna.
Okay.
What type of events did you go to in the past, and which was your favorite?
As an actress.
Oh, my God. Well, as an actress, I went to all sorts of events, but I think the most memorable, interesting enough, is I was the chairperson for an organization called Nosotros, in the elections of 1991, 92. They put on the Golden Eagles Award.
Mm. Am I correct in thinking that you do speak Spanish also? Spanish?
Fluently. I was the chairperson for the elections of that organization that was started by Ricardo Montalban.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that had, an annual award show on television called The Golden Eagle.
And now today it's very good when you can speak both languages.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, everybody that has the opportunity to learn more than one language is just, opening the doors a lot better.
Yes, I believe so also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Dora, I definitely want to bring you into the studio here, and you've got to come in and join us for sure and do more of a documentary on your life. And so we're going to hook you up with some, producers, because we've got that Christian Film Festival in Orlando we're excited about. And we have some of your major guests from Telemundo that you had connected us with as well. And when you come into the studio, we'd like to have them as guests.
Yes, we
with
would.
You. Mm-hmm. How's that?
I would like that very, very much.
Awesome. We want to thank you for calling in. We've got Ghostbusters in the house. We have a boxer in the house. We've got some really exciting things. And Dora, we want to thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes. Sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing actress, I'll tell you. And what a great lady and a personality.
Sounds beautiful.
And can't wait to get her in the studio. So let's go to our next caller. We have Vegas on the line. Hello, Mr. Vegas.
Hello. Mr. Vegas, hi. How's everyone doing?
We're doing good.
Last week I broadcast for the Stratosphere. Today I'm broadcasting for the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel.
Ooh,
it's a beautiful place. If you want to go in and look at a lot of nostalgia as far as some of the costumes that a lot of the great artists have worn, it's absolutely fantastic. But behind there is a place called the Harbor Island Apartments. It's the worst place in Vegas to live. But anyway, that's how it is. Listen, I want to tell your listeners to make sure you stay tuned to Hollywood Connection with Dawn Reese. Because next week I'm having Randy Jones for the Village People to come on the 14th.
Ula Village People. YMCA.
Also on the 21st, YMCA, we have the First Lady. Yes. And on the 21st, we have the First Lady of Jazz. She was a prodigy and at an early age, she was performing for kings and queens and presidents around the world. Her name is Bobby Humphrey.
She's
excited.
I've heard of Bobby Humphrey.
So today's guest who I have, and before I say that, I'm going to give a shout out to U.S. Laboratories. You know, as a photographer, it's very important to keep the integrity of your work intact. And most of the time, when you have it done at labs, you lose that integrity. Well, U.S. Laboratories in New York and Long Island, run by Lenny and Natasha, are fantastic. So they printed my Michael Jackson, The Godfather, so much James Brown canvases, and a lot of stuff. Now, the guest I have online for you today, he started out in a group called Tiny Tim and the Hits. He went to the Serenaders. He was signed to Motown during the era when Marvin Gaye was there. And he's also part of the Motown family. Currently, he performs for Frankie Lyman's Teenagers. He's the lead singer. And he's also going to be in Vegas on December 4th as SGIV Magazine's guest, performing one song. He's coming all the way from New Jersey.
Wow. Performing
one song on Take the Stage. And his name is Timothy Wilson. Timothy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Timothy, I'm going to turn you over to three lovely ladies. I know he's in the house. Dawn, he's all yours. You should have done your research. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to have you here, and so is Yvonne.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You did some research on Timothy. And Timothy, we're excited to have you at that pre-Grammy event in Vegas. We want to be there. And tell everybody hello, Tantalk Studios, and what are you doing now?
Well, currently I'm on a miniature little tour with the legendary Teenagers. I'm in Coral Springs, Florida. Once I leave Coral Springs, Florida, I go to Wildwood, New Jersey. And then from Wildwood, New Jersey, I go to Providence, Rhode Island.
I thought you were going to come and stop by Tampa. maybe next time. Maybe next time.
Maybe the next time.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you tell everybody your website, your Facebook, a little bit where they can connect with you as well?
I don't subscribe to Facebook.
Okay.
I'm not currently on. However, the group is, but not me as an individual. You know.
Perfect.
Okay. Let me add a little something about Timothy. You know, usually when there are artists who are coming up and they sign to big labels, labels often put artists on the shelf while they deal with their cash cow. But Timothy was one of those artists in Motown who, at that time, they were focusing on Marvin Gaye and putting him out. You know, so Timothy ultimately left. But Timothy has had a million seller called Wedding Bells, These Are the Days, My Queen of Hearts, and Baby Baby Queens. I mean, Baby Baby Please. So if your listeners go on the website and Google that, you can actually see him and hear him perform, and also as the teenagers. Whenever you see the BBS doing their fundraisers and they're doing a lot of the doo-wop shows, so you often find Timothy performing with the teenagers.
That sounds good.
That's correct.
Yvonne, you have a question for Timothy?
Yes. Oh, I don't want to say. How old are you?
Oh, wow.
I mean, you don't have to tell me the exact and the range.
Yeah, I'm 69 years old.
Oh, right. You know what? I promote people that's elderly or older or seniors or what. I'm 80 years old.
Doesn't look like it at all.
I'll tell you, ladies, what. When I grow up, I'm going to be just like Timothy. That is one cool cat, man.
He sounded so cool. He sounded wonderful. Yes, he did.
Well, Timothy and Gerard.
Thank you, Gerard. Thank you.
Timothy and Gerard, you know, this is called Hollywood Connections, and I help the youth out there as well. And I've got a beautiful gal. Brianna, how old are you again?
I'm 12.
And she's an uprising singer, and she wants to sing something for you, Timothy, just a little bit about her voice, and if you can give her any advice from the heart. All right?
Okay. Right. Okay.
And ready?
Okay. Unbelievable sights, indescribable feeling, soaring, tumbling, freewheeling on an endless diamond sky. A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I had a whole new world with you.
All right, what do you think?
Whoa. I love it.
Wow.
Wonderful.
I'll take two.
Now, advice from the heart. She is taking acting and so forth, and she's in theater, and she's getting connected with Hollywood Connections. Any advice from you? She does have a question to ask you.
As a singer, do you have any advice for any young singers, including me?
Well, I think just by listening to you, that your voice is very commercial.
Thank you.
And I think that, you know, there is a market for a voice such as yours, you know. My advice to you is to keep on pursuing what you're doing. I think you're on the right track, you know. And good luck to you, you know. I think you'll do fine.
Thank you so much.
And if I might add, dreams are nothing more than plans awaiting action. Never disrespect elderly and always pull someone up. And sometime, little girl, you may be the only one who can see your vision.
That's right.
True. That's
right.
Really,
and mommy,
true.
Too.
Our mother's in the studio, right?
Timothy, you sound amazing. I wish I was supposed to be in Coral Springs last night for the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival, and I heard it rained a lot down there. But hopefully we can connect soon when we're in Vegas and say hello and get you back on the air. And I'd love to play some of the music, you know, next upcoming shows as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're going to be looking forward to that. We're going to look forward to that.
Okay, well, if you go to SGIB Mag on TV / the G-Spot, that's G-E-E, you'll see some of Timothy's work on my YouTube channel as Singing with the Persuaders and as my opening up with him in one of the events that he did at the Statue of Liberty Park.
Nice.
So
good.
You can definitely find him.
For sure, and we hopefully can, and my producer can help me maybe find that. We'll try to get that over. If not, can you do that one more time, Gerard? Real quick.
What's that?
Where he's going to pull up his music. Maybe you can end the show with that.
Yes. Go to S is in Sam, G is in George, I is in India, B is in Mom, Bravo, M is in Mary, A is in Apple, G is in George, O is in Oscar, N is in Nancy, T is in Tuck. Word television, TV, / THEGGEE spot, SPOT. And that's my
super califragilistic.
I know.
Oh my goodness. Well, we're definitely going to try.
I love girls.
Well, and we're excited that you have the pre-Grammy event. You're getting more things coming around, and we want to be there.
Yes. I'm glad you mentioned that because I just had a meeting with the hotel yesterday. They're blocking out 30 rooms for me.
Wonderful.
It's at the Texas station. So any of your listeners who want to come, please contact me at 631-766-6106 or sgibmagazine@gmail.com. I need to have a number soon.
Okay.
So it's going to be a wonderful event.
I can't wait. I've never been to Vegas.
Marnie Sweeney, who is the queen of network. She started the pre-Grammy party. We're having a reunion, starting a documentary on her. We're also honoring Ali Whitson from The Temptations, who did Treat as a Lady.
Oh.
And MC Carter, who started Players Ball, Ice-T's childhood friend. And, of course, the only artist who I'm signing to be here is Timothy Wilson. There'll be a lot of other artists performing, but he's all I need.
I gotcha.
So that's February 28th. at the Texas Station Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas off of Lake Mead.
Well, we're very excited, and thank you for calling with another amazing guest, and you're more than welcome anytime you're in Florida to come over and join us as well here. So we thank you. Wait till you see the show. It's really fun. We've got Ghostbusters in the house. We've got a boxer.
Okay.
And
thank
you both for calling in from Las Vegas and around the world.
Yes.
All righty.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And
God bless.
I always love you guys more. Bye.
Oh, we love you too. Great advice. And I know we've got 5 minutes and counting for Ghostbusters to come in. And before we do, I have Luke on the phone. He's an uprising singer. And Luke, I got you on the Home Shopping Network for the guitar. How are you?
Hi,
Luke.
Oh, that's...
How old are you now?
I'm 10.
Yes. 10. Are you excited to come in the studio and play that guitar that we got you for, from, who's that? Was that Randy Jackson? No, that was Keith Urban guitar.
Keith Urban.
Yes.
How do you like that guitar?
I like it very much.
Very cool. And so what song are you going to sing when you come in the studio? I think you're going to meet Michael Givens when he comes in.
Cool.
All right. So we just want to thank you for coming in. And I know you're in Gainesville, so we don't want you to come down just for 5 minutes. But we thank you so much for calling in. And I'm glad you like that guitar from Keith Urban. And we can't wait to hear you play it here live in the studio.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, bye.
That's what it's about. Aww. It's about youth and helping. And, you know, we're going to go to Nicholas Wolf. Is he still on the line? Nicholas, Yep. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hi. You are our preferred call-in, and thank you for being patient. We're going to actually have a time call-in for you. And before we go, can we play that, let's play that interview that Nicholas did over in Orlando at the pizza place. And Nicholas, I think... let's see, he's looking for that. Tell us a little setup with that before we get into it. Mike and Molly?
Yeah. Brian, we interviewed Brian Gardell, who's the brother to Billy, who worked on Mike and Molly. So he's right now the one that's kind of at the pizzeria right now, working everything, and then his brother comes in every now and again to help him out, because it is like a partnership between them.
Right.
So they're both running the pizzeria over there.
Right, and so he gave us a nice little plug saying Nicholas Wolf. And what was his name again?
Brian Gardell.
And the pizza place, the name in Orlando so people can go to?
It's called Gardell Broads Pizzeria.
Okay.
And it's in Hunter Creek, Orlando.
Perfect, and hold on the phone. We're going to go right to a commercial, and we'll be right back. Hold right there. Hang on. Okay, we're going to just go to a commercial real quick.
Hey everyone, this is Dan Springen, Executive Director of the Orlando Film Festival. Tonight, we are kicking off the fest with the world premiere of Orlando City Soccer Club's documentary, Making History, followed by a press conference with the team. Tickets for this event are just $10, and day passes for the rest of the festival are only $20 each. Come on down to the Cobb Plaza Cinema Cafe in beautiful downtown Orlando for incredible films, panels, and parties. Visit OrlandoFilmFest.com for more info.
Folks, do you guys have a 401k, life annuity, or retirement plan? Well, I've got good news for you. Tax and financial guru Daryl Madison will be able to help you understand funding, financing, and investing in this turbulent financial season. Call him, the tax and financial guru, Daryl Madison, at 813-872-9900. That's 813-872-9900. Tell him you heard about him from Miss Floria Diva of the Dawn Reese Radio Show, Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
Tampa Bay's premier Christian, gospel, and hip-hop recording studios. Glory Sound Studios. Located in West Tampa, 2502 North Howard Avenue. www.glorysoundstudios.com. Where artistry meets ministry. Glory Sound Studios. 813-304-3303. 813-304-3303. Glory Sound Studios.
I never knew just how much God loved me until
813-304-3303. 813-304-3303. www.glorysoundstudios.com.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Okay, and we're back, and we have Nicholas's interview. Did we play that yet? I've been talking to everybody in the house. With Nicholas, here we go. Hold on, Nicholas.
Hi, we're here at the Sunscreen Film Festival in Hermosa Beach, and I found Nicholas Wolf, who has been an MC. He's been hosting. He's been doing different things since he's, what, 12 years old?
Yeah, about then. Yeah, 3 years.
Unbelievable. One? So tell me, how did you get involved into working with the film festival?
Well, going back in time a bit, I originally started doing acting, and from that, we kind of wanted to expand a bit. I wanted to start doing interviewing, reporting, hosting, so we originally did an audition for another TV show, Don Reese Show, and after that, I got the audition. She liked me, and after I became one of her reporters, I started going around to different events, film festivals, racing events, since I'm a racing fan, so as time went on, we started meeting new people. So that's kind of how we met Tony and a bunch of, you know, a lot of the people that are running the event here. And actually, from Sunscreen in St. Pete, that's how we met Robert, okay, who's running the Sunscreen West. So everything kind of fell in line as time went along, and we started going off to different events.
So are you telling me that you are the interviewer for the entire festival here?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, we've actually been here since opening night, interviewing a bunch of different filmmakers and producers and actors and actresses, kind of seeing their story.
And what was the best interview so far?
Probably Ron Perlman. Well, actually, I don't want to say him alone, but the...
Gives you an idea. Nicholas, we're just going to play a little bit of intros, and then we're going to ending with your interview with the restaurant today, because we have such a full house. But that was at Sunscreen Film Festival.
Yep, it was.
And so we're so proud of you. You hit that red carpet. Now, what would you like to tell other young reporters why they should jump on board with us?
Just the opportunities. You know, there's so many opportunities that can open up from just meeting people and talking to them, seeing their story, doing interviews with them. So it's all about meeting people and then seeing who knocks on your door and who's very interested in you. So I think it's a very good idea for young people especially to get into it, because so many people will be like, man, that person's young for doing this, and they'll be very impressed, and you get to talk to them and kind of grow with them for a longer period of time.
Well, guess who I have in-house, Nicholas? I have the Ghostbusters. I don't know if you're watching us live on the internet. Say hi to Nicholas.
Hi to Nicholas.
They're from, you went to the Comic-Con, right?
You've been to conventions before, yeah.
Yeah, and Nicholas, you've been to the Comic-Con in conventions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you like
over in Tampa?
What would you like to ask them? They're in-house right now, the Ghostbusters. You're live on the air.
Come on, we know you have a Ghostbuster question you've been dying to ask.
I guess the filmmaking process. How'd that go originally?
Well, they're the Ghostbusters, like, you tell them what you do. Tell Nicholas first.
We're just a bunch of fans of the Ghostbuster movies that make our own props and costumes, and we kind of perform as Ghostbusters throughout the year for different charity functions around the Tampa Bay area, but we're not professionals. We strictly do it for nonprofits. We do a lot with the cancer research foundations like the American Cancer Society, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and so forth.
Okay, now you can ask a question.
Yeah, so you've made all the props, correct? All the different things that we've seen in the film, so what's kind of the process in finding the details and everything that you build before you head out to different events?
Okay, we're going to say that again because we're switching headsets here. It's kind of musical headsets today. All right, one more time. There we go, Nicholas.
Yeah, about the prop. How do you kind of go into research to find everything and detail it and build it up before you go to an event? Is there
any specific
process you go through?
Well, the movie's 30 years old, so there's a lot of resources online. There's one site in particular that the fan community uses a lot, Ghostbuster fans. They have a lot of screen grabs. They have a lot of fans who have done their own measurements. They have people that have bought the actual screen use props off of eBay and broken them down so we know what they were made out of, how they were put together. There's a lot of information out there. It doesn't take long to do some research and kind of steer you in the right path on what you want to build and how you want to build it, because believe it or not, there's like 100 different ways to make the same thing.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Oh,
yes. So, Nicholas, when are you coming in the studio?
I am not sure yet. Soon. I don't think we have set up. Yeah, hopefully soon. Very soon.
We can't wait. And also, too, are you going to that Wong thing tonight?
Maybe? No, we're actually going to be working over, because the International Fashion Week over in Orlando is going on, so we are covering a couple of the days. And tonight, I believe, is the closing night where they have like a big fashion show, and a bunch of designers and people are going to be going there, so we're going to be covering that tonight.
Awesome. Well, have super fun. We're going to get that interview at the end of the show here. And Nicholas, thank you so much for calling in, and we're so proud of you, and say hi to your mom and dad for me. And we'll
thank
be right back with the Ghostbusters. Here we go.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Nicholas. So that's one of our top reporters. You've seen Nicholas, right? Mm. And what have you thought of Nicholas when you saw him on the red carpet?
He was like a really good reporter. Like, he still is. And
yeah.
Like, he's really good. He has a lot of experience that I want to know more about.
Well, just hang out with me for a while, okay? We haven't seen each other for a while, but we got you back. We got you back in the studio. And before we start out, and the Ghostbusters are here looking for ghosts at TN Talk Radio, I want to say congratulations to your mom, Brianna. We're making her one of our title holders so she can join us. So can we have the Ghostbusters sash her? Can we get a picture of this? In the studio, you can take over here. Yvonne, you can explain what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yes, we are now. The official sash on Mrs.
Oh, we got cards.
Linked.
Mrs. Inked Florida America.
Florida America.
Hello.
We're always glad to have somebody to join us.
Did you get it?
We're always happy.
And I did this because this is a special thing that, you know, Susie, what do you think of that today?
Oh, that's so nice.
Here, wait.
I feel pretty.
She feels, hey, do we have that song, We Feel Pretty? Feel Pretty? You can sing it. And you have a microphone on your sash, and you're going to join your daughter this year in a lot of parades and fun things, and bringing a lot to Tan Talk as well. So here we go. Introduce the Ghostbusters.
Oh, yes. We have the Ghostbusters in the studio with us. Hi.
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 Could you tell us who you are and how you got started?
I'm Jason Raleigh.
I'm Dawn Raleigh.
Jeremy Fitzpatrick.
We're the Sun Coast Ghostbusters. We do a lot of charity events around the Tampa Bay area. We're just a group of fans of the movies that do their own props and costumes. I have my own business where I make prop replicas for people that do cosplay and stuff. But we use the Ghostbuster thing just strictly nonprofit for charity functions.
So you're not funded by anybody?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Now, they have a story because of his wife.
Yes, they have a story. I was going to tell them, tell us about your wife and the story. She could tell herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Dawn, and 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with acute promyelocytic leukemia. Now, prior to my diagnosis, probably about 10 or 15 years prior to when I was diagnosed, the survival rate for that type of leukemia after 5 years was only 5%.
That's
and after
right.
10 years was 0%.
Oh.
So nobody really survived that kind of leukemia. So I was a little scared when they told me that that's the kind it was.
Mm-hmm.
But modern research by organizations like the American Cancer Society, who is number two for funding cancer research, the U.S. government being number one, but they found basically the cure, because by the time I was diagnosed, the cure rate after 5 years was 90%.
Oh,
so it went from 5% to 90%. So basically it was the cure.
Wow,
because you
yes.
can't get much better than 90%, you know, chance of survival.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, we're blessed and glad that
yeah.
you're here and
yes.
you have such a supportive husband.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I want him to speak too.
And you are?
Jeremy Fitzpatrick, just another member of the group. Kind of started doing charity events with him just because I was a huge fan of the movie and just kind of got really passionate about getting into the cancer research, you know, through Dawn having cancer and family and friends having cancer over the years, so just felt like the right thing to do.
Do you all go in and out of hospitals also?
Yeah, we do a lot with different organizations. Mm-hmm. We've made hospital visits for all children's. We work with a group called Much Foundation, mm-hmm. which is local. They are working on creating prosthetics for kids that yes. need robotic prosthetics. And they also do a lot of costume character events with, like, superheroes and stuff. And they always throw the Ghostbusters in the mix.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, why did you choose Ghostbusters?
Oh, that's... I'll try to keep it brief. I've been to conventions before because I build props and, mm-hmm. I go out there and I see what's popular and stuff. And I've been a lifelong Star Wars fan. Okay. Always wanted to do Star Wars. But mm-hmm. as I watched the people who did Star Wars characters, I realized, number one, you got to kind of already look the part. And if you're going to role play it, if you're going to get into it, you're kind of restricted to that character too, which is good and bad. But... you know, Han Solo might be able to get away with being a smart aleck because he's, you know, a smuggler. But if you're going to do, like, Darth Vader or something, it's kind of hard to be emotive because you're under armor, you're under a mask. Those kind of things are really restrictive. But with Ghostbusters, you can take a lot of creative liberties with it.
Yes.
So you can design your own equipment. You can create your own character.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of comedy in the movie to draw from.
Yes,
but if you're really good at, like, interacting with people and improv and stuff, there's mm-hmm. a lot of room to play with that.
Well, I think your organization is awesome. I really do.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And I know our young teen reporter has a question for you.
What made you start this and how long ago?
Good question.
A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Sorry, stuck on Star Wars there. We've been doing this about 7-8 years.
Mm.
And the reason we started it was, just like I said, wanting to do a character. Seeing people that go to the conventions and stuff and just kind of interact and have fun. But we got drawn into it because as we started doing, like, Ghostbuster costumes and props, we had people that ran their own organizations or worked with organizations like the American Cancer Society. And we were already doing those events out of costume. We would do, like, the relay and stuff, set it up and have a team. And then they noticed that we had, like, an ectomobile. And they were like, oh, you guys do costuming? You should come as Ghostbusters next year.
Oh.
And we were always hesitant about doing that because... a lot of these events, like Light the Night and stuff, you always have a remembrance ceremony part of it for the people that have been lost to cancer. And you never know how that's going to be received if
yes.
the Ghostbusters are there.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has loved it. I mean, we've never had a problem.
Sure, they love you. I wanted to ask you a question. You say you do props, other props than just Ghostbusters, because my husband's from the Tampa Performing Arts Center. You do exactly who do you do the props for?
Well, most of what I make are replicas for people that do cosplay.
Okay.
Like, I don't do much. I've had stage production companies and stuff approach me about doing, like, fighting swords and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But really what I'm doing is taking things like the proton pack.
Okay.
In Ghostbusters, it's the backpack that they wear on their back.
Yes.
But they made several different kinds because mm-hmm. movie props are so challenging to translate into real life because, you know, they can make one for the actors that weigh... 85 pounds, they're only going to wear it for 10 seconds in a scene, then they get to take it off.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can put on another one that's made out of foam. Well, people see the way they behave in movies, and then they want all that in one prop in real life. So my challenge is to take something that you see in a movie and make it practical. You have to be able to wear it for hours. It has to have all the functions that it did in the movie.
Oh, it's fabulous.
It's like, it's a whole new realm as opposed to just designing it for when it's going to be used on screen for a few seconds.
Right.
Now, the really cool thing was you got to meet Dan Aykroyd. I think that is fabulous. And how did you meet him and where and how did that all come about?
Well, he does tours around the country for his Crystal Head Vodka. And a lot of fans have met him showing up to those tours. He'll sign Ghostbuster memorabilia. He'll put his name Dan Aykroyd, but he always puts Ray on there.
Oh.
He'll sign Blues Brothers stuff as Elwood. It's awesome. Jeremy met him at, I think, ABC Liquors. Yes. We met him at an ABC one year, and then a few years later, I think Jeremy met him there, too. Right?
And what's his vodka called?
Crystal Head.
We don't buy it.
We bought it for the signature. We didn't drink it.
That could be a potential sponsor for some of our clients here that are
yes.
out in Clearwater going to the beach, but no drinking and driving on the beach. And plus, we have minors in the house.
How could someone get in touch with you?
If you want to, you can contact us
through any of our websites. We have our main website, which is suncoastghostbusters.com. Mm-hmm. If you put in Suncoast Ghostbusters in Google, or on Facebook, you're going to find the Facebook page, Twitter page, all that kind of stuff. If you want to contact me directly and send me a message, you can either do it through the Facebook page or suncoastghostbusters @hotmail.com is the way that people get in touch with us.
Fabulous. Well, I know we have some reporters that would like to cover you after the show as well. Brianna, you have some questions. There's more questions. And then we also have some other guests coming in, and we want to thank you for being here.
Thank you. I'm so excited about you guys. You're doing a good job, and keep up the good work.
And we love that to bring that into the community here and what you're doing. And keep us posted where you are, you know, where you're at. Maybe I have a reporter there. They can cover that as well with you. And if you're in Orlando, Nicholas is there too. And any last words you'd like to say? Anything else from the heart?
If you do go to our website, all the charities that we support are there, so you can find one that you like and make a donation.
There you go.
Okay, thank you for coming by.
Don't cross
by.
The streams.
and Ghostbusters songs, and we're going to our next guest. We have actually a boxer in the house in a second, and we'll be right back. And we have Ghostbusters. They're still going to stay around after the show, so 1 second, we'll be right back. All right.
Hey everyone, this is Dan Springen, Executive Director of the Orlando Film Festival. Tonight, we are kicking off the fest with the world premiere of Orlando City Soccer Club's documentary, Making History, followed by a press conference with the team. Tickets for this event are just $10, and day passes for the rest of the festival are only $20 each. Come on down to the Cobb Plaza Cinema Cafe in beautiful downtown Orlando for incredible films, panels, and parties. Visit OrlandoFilmFest.com for more info.
Folks, do you guys have a 401k, life annuity, or retirement plan? Well, I've got good news for you. Tax and financial guru Daryl Madison will be able to help you understand funding, financing, and investing in this turbulent financial season. Call him, the tax and financial guru, Daryl Madison, at 813-872-9900. That's 813-872-9900. Tell him you heard about him from Miss Floria Diva of the Dawn Reese radio show, Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
Tampa Bay's premier Christian, gospel, and hip-hop recording studios. Glory Sound Studios. Located in West Tampa, 2502 North.
And we're back, and we have, Yvonne, you want to introduce them?
We have Malik Brooks, and Coach is Coach King Cobra of the Coach of the Cobra Enterprises. Am I right?
That's correct. It's Coach King of King Cobra Boxing, owner of King Cobra Enterprises.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Hello, we're doing great today.
This is your song. Wait, listen. Okay.
Oh, I like that song.
Here we go. A little rocky here. Makes me want to go work out now, does it? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Ivan.
No, I was just going to say, tell me a little bit about yourself, Malik.
All right, well, basically, I go to Wharton High School, and I've been boxing, well, for like, I started this year, but I've been like, you know, getting into a lot of trouble as, you know, when I was younger, I used to, you know, get in a lot of fights. Mm-hmm. I used to, you know, just, I was around the wrong crowd, let's put it like that.
And now you're around the right crowd.
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am. You know, I got introduced to my coach this year, and he taught me a lot of things on a personal level. He taught me how to bond. He taught me how to be loyal, how to, you know, fight for him. He was my motivation to become a better boxer and a better man to my family.
How long you been practicing?
It's been 6 months, but it feels like years.
Only six months.
So yes, ma'am.
Tell me what's in your future. What are you going to be doing soon?
Well, I'm a senior, so
Oh, you're a singer.
A senior. Class of 2016.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well.
Wonderful. We had a lot of young talent on the show today.
I know.
We?
Very busy.
Wonderful.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, real quick, I know we may have some callers that are going to call in and ask you a question about being a boxer and maybe a trainer. You're his trainer promoter, correct?
That's correct.
And how long have you been training people?
I've been training people since 2009. I've trained MMA fighters. I've managed professional MMA fighters as well as professional and amateur boxing alike.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is his weight? I mean, what do you call that? Welterweight.
His first fight, he weighed in at 148. The weight classes are a little different than amateurs, but when he turns pro, he's going to master everything between 147 and 154.
How you feel about him? What is he going to do in the future? I mean,
hey, I have nothing but great expectations from this young man. I mean, he actually motivates me to become a better trainer.
Yes, I mean,
he says that, you know, he's thankful that he has me in his life, and I was able to mentor him, but I needed him just as much as he needed me. I mean, he actually brought my enthusiasm, raised my enthusiasm level up to the sport that I once had, and now it's, wow, I feel like a rocket about to blast off.
Well, wonderful. You know, one of my good friends, actually, he owns an airline. We were talking about Rudy Gonzalez and, you know, Macho Camacho.
Right.
He came down and stayed down where we were in Clearwater. And have you connected with Rudy? I wanted him to call him, but he's in China.
Okay.
But, you know, he had Mike Tyson as well. He was his bodyguard. So
wow.
I'm going to connect you to Rudy. And I think that would be great if you're ever down in South Florida to meet him.
Absolutely.
With his Learjet company.
Well, I'll tell you, I have a trainer and he trains me twice a week. He's a boxer and the trainer of a boxer. So I would also like to introduce you to him also.
Oh, definitely appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Do we have a caller? We do. We have a caller. We have about 7 minutes left, and we wanted to get you on the air and talk about your website and where people can get in touch with you. And who's on the air?
We got Clem.
Hello.
Who?
Clem.
Hello. Hi. Hello. Hello.
How you doing? It's Clem Digler, Uncle Luke Records.
Hi, do I know you? Do we talk?
No, I'm calling in for King Cobra Enterprises.
There you go. Hello. Welcome to the show. You have a question.
Yeah, I just did a track for him for his big boxing thing this Saturday coming up.
Ooh,
wow.
Very
Tell
nice.
Us about it. What's going on this Saturday?
Oh, well, I have a fight on November 14th. At Dade City, so.
Is the arena at Dade any place special? I mean, Dade City?
No, it's inside of a ring. Oh, it's in. What?
Yeah, he's fighting at the Dan Cannon Arena.
Okay.
That's located in Dade City.
Uh-huh.
The young man who's on the line, he was actually signed. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Uncle Luke, but he made a theme song for this young man here.
Okay, the one that's on the phone now.
Yes, he is. He goes by the name of Krim Dela.
Okay.
And also, with his first victory, Malik was able to pick up two sponsors, the Michelle B. Patty Accident Referral Services. Actually, she was my sponsor as well.
I saw that, yeah.
Hey, anybody in that car accident, you call Michelle Patty, 813-495-3702.
Okay.
And also, Calvin's Auto Body Shop.
Okay, and the caller, do you have another question for him? For us, or anybody?
I know our sports reporter, jump in. This is your pool. Hold on.
Well, what do you, I got Luke on there for you if you guys don't know who that is.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
Also, big supporter of the Miami Hurricanes. In boxing right now, who do you think the next great heavyweight is? And who do you think is going to take over for Floyd Money Mayweather at this point?
Well, I can't answer for heavyweight because I'm not really into, you know, the heavyweight division. But for welterweight, I think that it's most likely Canelo Alvarez. I really like how he fights and how determined he is in fighting.
Okay.
All right.
And
fair
if
enough.
You ask me, I would say that guy Wilder. And most definitely, you're sitting here with the future of the heavyweight division. That is Malik, the awesome assassin, Brooks.
Oh, very nice. Congratulations. Woo-hoo. Well, I want to definitely get our reporters out to your events. We have a lot of young other reporters that do cover sports events, and they're going to help you with your show too, Peter, with the sports. How's that?
Sounds good.
I think so. We'll collaborate with that.
Absolutely.
And so also too, is I'm waiting for my nephew to call in. He's taking boxing himself, and I'm waiting. Did Willie call in yet? Not yet.
No.
Okay, so in the meantime, you have a question for these. Do you want to say mm-hmm. who you are?
Hi, I'm Brianna, Miss Clearwater 2016.
Well, and what's your question?
Where do you practice and how many times do you practice?
So mm-hmm. we don't have a gym right now, but we practice every day at the USF field. Wow. So we get all of that work in every day.
Oh, that's
You know, whenever I'm available, because I also work. So I have to make it work, and I also go to school. So
You're ambitious. You're working, you're going to school, you're practicing to be a boxer.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Does it take
a long dedication and sacrifice?
Does it take a long and hard time to do it?
Yes, it takes a very long. It doesn't take that long, but how much we cram it in and how much work we put in, that tells it all.
Okay.
Yes, I'm really excited about you. I think you're a lovely young man. We need young men like this in our community. We really do. You are really, really, really going places.
I agree. Especially now. Okay, so Box, how do you protect your handsome face and your hands, you know, for commercials and movies, you know, and how do you do that? I'm not in the boxing world, but I want to know. The reason why I'm asking, because I was a flight attendant for the Florida Panthers back in the days, and I would tell you, if they won, they won, and we were all like saints on the plane, and we were like the good luck charm. And if they did not, they were at the dentist the next day, you know. And I want to tell you, how do you do that? Does your mother pray every day on her knees? Seriously.
I like to say, basically, I'm a tough fighter, and how my coaches, how he teaches me and how he puts me through all this hard work, I spar a lot of hard, you know, high fighting people. So it's like I fight people that's older, younger, whoever, like, and I get a lot of practice in. So that's the reason why now it's just, okay, another sparring session, another fight. All right, let's get it.
I gotcha.
Who
okay.
are some of the boxers that you look up to and try to emulate?
Perfect.
Oh, Sugar Ray Leonard, Roy Jones Jr.
All right.
Of course, Floyd Money Mayweather.
Yeah. That's my guy.
Would you say he's one of the greatest? Would you say he is the greatest, or he's one of the greatest?
He's one of the greatest.
Okay.
The greatest of all time is always Muhammad Ali.
Thank you very much. Let the truth set you free. Thank you.
I cannot admit that. He's one of the greatest.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Oh, here we go. It's good.
Because Joe Louis.
Oh, you can't forget about Joe Louis. I forgot about him.
Uh-huh.
Can't forget Rocky Marciano either.
Oh, no, you
can't forget him. And Tyson at one time was pretty damn good.
Oh yes, he knocked him out in 1 second.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Well, I love his peekaboo effect.
Oh yes. Yeah. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from his town.
Oh.
I'm from Tyson.
I have a quick question. We have like 3 minutes to 2 minutes to go. And where can other people get in touch with you if they want to be trained by you or promoted? Are you taking others on?
Yes. You can reach me directly at area code 813-244-0848. We also have a website, www.kingcobraenterprises.com.
And we kind of met through a fluke of something. It's kind of funny. God works in mysterious ways, and how we're talk about that another time, and you're meant to be here.
I just wanted Absolutely. To ask you one question. I know you train young people. What about older people, like, you know, maybe 20s or whatever, 30s?
As the young man said, we don't have a gym at this time, but okay. I am also in the process of building my own gym.
Okay. In Tampa,
Florida. Once we get that gym situated, uh-huh. I'm going to take on people of all ages.
80
of
course, years old, too.
80
oh,
years old.
In.
You can be 180 years old.
All right.
Long as you're able to
walk.
Absolutely. We train everyone. Men, women, kids.
Thank you.
You absolutely. Because everyone needs to know about, first of all, self-defense.
Yes, sir.
Health. Wellness, and yes, and when I'm training these guys, I tell them before we even do a push up or run a mile, I tell them you have to develop as a man first.
Yes, sir.
Personal development is first. Whatever your spirituality is, you have to have a higher power. My higher power is Jesus Christ. I don't know what someone else's
yes.
is, but
whatever
you have to have that. You have to tap into that power source.
Yes.
And we have a team that is diverse. All social, economic backgrounds and religion, because together as King Cobra, we all are one.
Aww. Right, and now we are closing this show. Yvonne, thank you so much for
being
here.
You're welcome.
Brianna, what'd you think today? It's good?
It was a fun experience.
And we are out, and thank you guys for being here.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity.
And if we have a second to end with that intro commercial with that pizza place, and we're out. Thank you for listening to Tan Talk. We'll take more calls next week.
Yes.
Thank you. God bless. Give it to him, and I'll watch things happen.
Okay, all right. Dawn.